be fighting in sports ministry. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The servant of God is called to be a fighter. The opening words in 1 Timothy 6:11, you day, but you, set up a definite contrast between the teaching of Timothy and the negative example of false teaching in the preceding paragraph. Calling him man of God put Timothy in the same group as Moses, Samuel, David, Elijah, and other Old Testament leaders, and was a reminder to Timothy of his call to God's service. He was responsible to flee the errors and the sins that Paul spoke of in the earlier part of the letter. Paul ordered Timothy to focus his labors toward the virtues of righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. 1 Timothy 6:11. These characteristics look like the fruit of the Spirit and are contrary to the qualities in the lives of the false teachers. He was to pursue or chase after these internal virtues. It is Timothy's responsibility to keep himself morally clean. Paul calls him to that fact by saying, fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. The picture is one from sports and can include boxing, running, or wrestling. It definitely sounds like a wrestling match. In reading Fight the Good Fight, it looks military in nature, but the occurrence of the sports metaphor in 2 Timothy 4:7 leans in favor of an athletic image. It's a picture of a disciplined struggle in a worthy contest. Instead of falling into a greed trap, Timothy is to discipline himself for the purpose of purity in the Christian life and ministry. The phrase tas pistios may be interpreted as either an objective or subjective genitive. As an objective genitive for the faith, the idea would be of Timothy's service as a minister of the gospel. As a subjective genitive of the faith, the idea would include the struggle encountered in the life of every Christian. This struggle focuses equally on the discipline and purpose in the previous verse and each one's fight against evil. It is Timothy's personal battle too. Then the command goes to another sports image that includes the prize that Timothy was to pursue. He had been called and he made his confession of Jesus as Lord, to take hold of the eternal life. As Paul had looked to the crown of righteousness, he would finish his fight, 2 Timothy 4:7. So he wants Timothy to remain faithful and remain on course following the commandments, 1 Timothy 6:13 and 14, until the contest ended in victory.